The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
3:07 on the Central Coast on this Tuesday, November 29th, 2022. It is Giving Tuesday. I'm Dave Congleton, welcoming you to another edition of Hometown Radio. Thanks for joining us. Hope you can stick around. We are with you all the way until 7 o'clock. On the broadcast today, during the 4 o'clock hour, Charles Verney is going to join us. He's chair of the Oceano Advisory Council, an organization that may be dissolved at the next County Board of Supervisors meeting. He will explain. At 5:05, Karen Veely from Cal Coast News gives us a local news roundup, including a story she just posted this afternoon about more allegations of trouble in the county clerk recorder's office with the recount. Dr. James Armstead at 6:05 addresses the growing unrest in China. It is a Dave Congleton show, always your hometown radio talk show. First up, it is Giving Tuesday, a very special day here. We had Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, and yesterday we had Cyber Monday. Well, today it's the turn for nonprofits to be remembered and, more importantly, to be supported. And we have a lot of great nonprofits on the Central Coast, and today is the 10th anniversary of Giving Tuesday. So we are inviting anyone within the sound of my voice who works for a nonprofit, who volunteers for a nonprofit, who would like a few minutes on Hometown Radio to talk about your nonprofit and make the case, do the ask, this is the place, this is the time. We invite your phone calls at 805-543-8830. That's 805-543-8830. As we try to put the spotlight on some of our great nonprofits and hope that you will support them. Let me demonstrate to you how this hour should go. Let us start by going out into the community. And here's Stacy from the Lumina Alliance. Stacy, good afternoon.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
We're good. How are you today, Stacy?
I'm doing great.
Well,
I'm
thanks for great. Being thanks for being first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm glad to be first.
let's remind folks about the Lumina Alliance. What do you do?
Sure. We are a nonprofit agency that formed from the merger of Stand Strong and Rise, and we support survivors of sexual assault and intimate partner violence throughout Slo County.
What's the website where people can find out more about you?
They can learn all about our services and how to get involved at luminaalliance.org.
What's the need for you this year, Stacy?
Sure. Well, donations are always important, so that's the number one need, is to provide financial support for our agency so that we can in turn support survivors, especially during this holiday season. So donations can be made at luminaalliance.org/donate now. But we also take in-kind donations for gift cards. We're doing a gift card drive right now through the end of December, and that can be gas cards, grocery cards, general merchandise stores, Walmart, Target, just to be able to provide survivors with some support throughout the holidays to be able to make the holiday special for their families in a way that best aligns with their family culture and their needs.
I would imagine it'd be particularly challenging for some of these families during the holidays wanting to have some kind of semblance of a holiday together.
Yeah, exactly. They've been through a lot. And, you know, this time of year, and especially this year in particular with inflation and the cost of living increasing so rapidly, there's definitely that need. They, you know, they want to create a feeling of safety and joy for the holidays with their families and their kids. But that's not always easy to do, especially when you're going through trauma, and also when you're when you have these extra stressors of financial pressures. So, you know, any way that they can get involved, people want to get involved either by volunteering or by donating or by bringing those gift cards over to our offices. That's really helpful, and it's really empowering to survivors to be able to shop for their families.
I bet.
You know, by, for themselves. Yeah, it just gives them that sense of ownership over their family experience.
All right, Stacey, well done. What's the website again, please, for Lumina Alliance?
LuminaAlliance.org.
All right, Stacey, keep up the good work. We will talk again. Thank you for joining us. 805-543-8830 is the number. Oh, look who's calling in. It's our good friend Jill Turnbow. Jill, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Good. Just enjoying Giving Tuesday.
So how can we give to you?
Well, I am the artistic director of an organization, a nonprofit, the Cambria Center for the Arts Theater, which is also part of a larger organization, Cambria Center for the Arts. We're not only a live theater, but we're also an art gallery. We host the film festival. We also have a community outreach program. We're doing kids art classes. Actually, we're doing a huge program of classes for kids that's not just art. We have a full lineup on our website. We're looking to make some improvements. We're continuing to improve the sound and the light and the technical aspects of the theater. And we're getting our 2023 season together, and we're getting excited about it.
Remind me of the website, Jill.
It is cambriaarts.org.
It's been pretty ambitious what you and your team have done up there in the last couple of years. It's very impressive.
Well, thank you. Yes, we've worked really hard. We worked through the pandemic to make a lot of improvements. It looks very different. If you haven't been there in a few years, you kind of come in and it looks completely different. And we've really expanded our programming. We'll be doing three major productions this year along with some readers' theaters. And our concerts have been incredibly successful. So we're going to be doing even more concerts in 2023.
Do you get mostly people from within the Cambria area, or do they come from all over the county?
They actually come from all over the county, especially with our main productions and the concerts. We've been bringing people in from all over the place, not just Cambria. You know, we do have a regular group of Cambrians that like to come out to the shows, but no, we've really expanded, and we're drawing a lot from San Luis and Paso and Morro Bay and Los Osos, so, and Atascadero, too.
And
a lot of our performers in the shows also come from outside the Cambria area, but within the county.
I would also point out that giving a gift, like on Giving Tuesday, in honor of somebody would be a perfect holiday remembrance or gift.
It would be a great idea, and you can do that directly online on our website, cambriaarts.org. Your name will go up on a plaque in the hallway. We have a new donor wall that spins. We're very proud of it. We'd love to see your name up there and, you know, support the arts in our community.
Well said. Again, Jill, the website is?
CambriaArts.org.
All right. Good to hear from you. Keep up the good work. Thank you for joining us. It's Giving Tuesday here on Hometown Radio. I'm Dave Congleton. It's his national day. It's been going on now for 10 years. We set aside one day and we try to support nonprofits. And the purpose of this show is to put the spotlight on local nonprofits and what they're doing. 805-543-8830. Let's check in with Jack from New Life Canines. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing today?
We're good, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you. We just wanted to reach out to the community and just mention New Life Canines, as some of them are thinking about what to support this year. And we train service dogs for veterans and first responders with PTSD, and present the dogs at no cost to them.
Remind us of the website, Jack, before we get too far along.
NewLifeCanines.org. NewLifeCanines.org.
And canines is just K and nine, correct?
K9 and an S on it.
Yeah. You were here earlier in the month, and you were facing some financial challenges because your funding had been cut, as I recall.
We did. We had some grants that we had through the Department of Corrections for the work we're doing within CMC. And that money was not available again. And then, of course, the COVID thing kind of shut down a lot of our income from Thousand Hills Pet Resort, all the boarding and daycare that we do here. All that money goes to support New Life.
And the canines, once they're trained, where do they go? Who do they help?
Sure. There's a couple of different areas they could go to. They could go to a veteran or first responder who's living with post-traumatic stress disorder. And it is a major help to them. Unfortunately, we have an understated number of about 22 a day veterans that commit suicide. And also the rate for first responders is much higher than normal for suicide.
And I would imagine, given what we just heard from our friends at Lumina Alliance, the holidays are probably pretty challenging for the folks with PTSD.
They can be. A lot of us, think of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's as a great family holiday, but for some, it's really tough memories.
All right, Jack, again, the website for New Life Canines is?
newlifecanines.org.
All right, Jack, thanks for checking in. It's Giving Tuesday on Hometown Radio. I'm Dave Congleton, just hearing from some of the local nonprofits out there in the community. We're joined now by Kathy from the Diversity Coalition of San Luis Obispo County. Kathy, good afternoon.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
We're good. Kathy, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Let's remind folks about the Diversity Coalition, please.
Okay, well, I've been on your show several times, or many times, actually promoting some of our events. We work in the community to build coalition between organizations who have similar goals of advocating for diversity. For example, in January, we're going to partner with Temple Beth David for a very exciting program. And in February, for Black History Month, we're partnering with Race Matters. And we also bring our own programs to the community. We call them Fostering Understanding in Our Community. And we're becoming very well known for our speakers program in the schools. And that is that we bring speakers to the schools, the middle schools and high schools in the whole county, who have firsthand experiences of history that they share with the students. And some examples are Holocaust survivor, Lost Boy of Sudan, Japanese internment survivor. Tomorrow I'm welcoming Cambodian refugees who survived the Khmer Rouge genocide, and they're going to be going to Paso Robles High School for the first time.
And you pay these speakers, and you pay their expenses.
It's all free to the schools.
Right.
So we pay for their transportation. Some of them come as far as San Diego. We pay for their lodging. And if they have a speaker fee, we pay that. It's all free to the schools. And I do all of the legwork, and the teachers just have to contact me.
Yeah. What's the website, Kathy, for Diversity Coalition?
It's diversityslo.org.
All right, and I promise you a chance. You wanted to put a quick plug for another organization. We'll give you a two for one.
Yes, thank you. I don't want to take up all of your time, but I also have started volunteering with a wonderful organization that you've had on your program before called Slow for Home. And we help to settle refugee families on the Central Coast. And we currently have two Afghan families. The young man, the father, was an interpreter for our troops in Afghanistan, and he and his family had to leave in a rush when the Taliban took over, and so we've helped them out. We have a lot of committees that do a lot of legwork trying to settle these families and help them out. And we just got a Syrian family, so that's our third family now. And it's really a wonderful organization, and these people are just wonderful. It's just heartwarming to see how self-sufficient they become.
So that website would be, Kathy?
And that one is SLO, the number 4, home,
www.thecentralcoast.org.
All right, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for the work that you do. I've got to get this break in. We'll be right back and continue. Put the spotlight on local nonprofits as we salute Giving Tuesday. I'm Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio. It's Giving Tuesday throughout the country. We are saluting our local nonprofits, giving them a chance to call in and talk directly to you about their needs and how you can participate in this national event. 805-543-8830 is the number. Oh, we got a special guest. Here's the maestro, Andrew Sewell from the St. Louis Episcopal Symphony checks in. Andrew, how are you, sir?
Hello, Dave. I'm well. How are you? How's the weather out in California?
Oh, you don't want to know.
How's well, thank you for having me on your show, and it's great to be here for Giving Tuesday.
How can we help our friends at the Symphony?
Well, you can donate at slowsymphony.org. If you go onto our website, there's an opportunity to donate this day, and just to continue to get the word out to support the Slow Symphony. We've got a wonderful program coming up for New Year's Eve that's one for all the family, and you can get tickets on our website. It's for Jeans and Classics called Come Together, which is what we want to do on Super Tuesday. Giving Tuesday. I had a slip of the tongue there.
That's all right.
It's a Come Together, a Pops concert in honor of New Year's Eve, and hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Yeah, but Maestro, allow the question, please, because some people are listening going, well, but you sell tickets to your concerts. Why should I donate to you?
That's a very good question, because we provide education for students through our youth orchestra programs, our youth education programs. We have a strengths in the schools programs, which puts instruments into those students that where programs do not exist at the elementary school level. They have band programs, but they're missing the strings program. We fill that void. We have over 100 instruments that we can rent from the symphony office to give to these young students. We also provide a music van and a petting zoo that goes around the county for the farmers markets as well as other events. And so we've got over 80 students in our youth orchestra programs that have four different ensembles. So we have a strong emphasis on youth and education, and that's one reason you can give to the Slow Symphony, as well as our concerts at the PAC.
Yeah, and tickets to a symphony show always make a good holiday gift.
They sure do. Absolutely. And that's coming up for New Year's Eve, and then three more in the spring.
Yeah. Andrew, again, the website is?
www.slosymphony.org. And I really appreciate the time on your show, Dave.
All right, Maestro. We'll talk later in the week. Thank you for joining us. 805-543-8830. Here is Teresa Slobodnik from Ballet Theater, San Luis Obispo. Teresa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Thanks for calling in. How can we help you?
Well, Ballet Theater San Luis Obispo is a small nonprofit, both a performing company and, more importantly, a school of ballet. We have a nonprofit school of ballet. And we are an essential, actually, Blair London, the managing director, wrote a very lovely piece today about how the performing arts are essential, and we are essential to a quality of life that we all are used to, and COVID kind of messed with that.
Yeah.
So we are in the process of presenting our holiday program, which you can donate to that on our website at bt-slo.org, or you can donate to the company in the school and the company in general on our website as well. And you can also purchase tickets from our website,
which is bt-slo.org.
Yes, yes. And we have a youth dancing, and as Andrew was saying, we have a big emphasis on youth and educating our youth in all forms of ballet and theater and all kinds of good stuff, manners. There's all kinds of stuff that goes along with being in the performing arts.
Well, I should take that class. How many years now for Ballet Theater San Luis Obispo?
I believe we formed officially in 2007. We became a nonprofit performing company, and then a few years ago we changed that to a nonprofit school as well. So we have two aspects to our nonprofit.
BT,
very full.
bt-slo.org.
Yes.
All right,
Teresa.
We have
lots of things coming up in the spring and the new year, a brand new full-length Hunchback of Notre Dame that I'm making. And so we have a lot going on and are very happy to be moving forward.
And we will talk again this week. All right, Teresa, thank you. Off we go. You have landed on the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. We've got Charles Varney at 4:05, following up on the cover story of the current issue of New Times. Speaking of news, Karen Veeley from Cal Coast News is here for the 5 o'clock hour. She's got a story she posted this afternoon about County Clerk Recorder's Office and the ongoing recount. Dr. James Armstead at 6:05 talks about unrest in China. This hour, we're talking about Giving Tuesday, and we're inviting folks you're associated with a nonprofit in any way, is what I'm trying to say. Whether you're on the staff, you're a volunteer, or you support the organization in any way, shape, or form, we're inviting your phone calls at 805-543-8830 if you want a few minutes to promote your organization. Today is Giving Tuesday. It's the 10th anniversary, and as I was explaining earlier, we have Black Friday with all the shopping bargains, and then we've got Cyber Saturday. No, I'm sorry, Small Business Saturday, where we support local businesses. And then on Monday, we have Cyber Monday. Everybody goes online and goes shopping. But what about Tuesday? What about the local nonprofits? So far, we have heard from, and these are all local groups, we've heard from Lumina Alliance. We've heard from the Cambria Center for the Arts. We've heard from New Life Canines. We've heard from the Diversity Coalition of San Luis Obispo County. We've heard from Maestro Andrew Sewell at the Symphony. And we just heard from Teresa Slobodnik at Ballet Theater San Luis Obispo. Are these the only nonprofits in the county? Are these the only nonprofits that we should consider supporting? 805-543-8830 is the number if you want to call in and talk to you about your favorite local nonprofit. Meanwhile, I take this moment and give a plug for what we're trying to do here at KVEC, and that's the 6th annual KVEC sock drop. We're going to give you a chance to donate clean, new socks to help the homeless. We're partnering with the folks at Supercuts. So just check out our website at 920kvec.com, and everything you need to know is right there. All right, as we salute the local nonprofits, let's shoot down to Arroyo Grande, where Mr. Dave Peer from the Clark Center is standing by. Dave, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you, sir?
Great.
So you're the newbie. How's it going?
I am the newbie on the block.
How's it going down there, Dave?
What's that?
How's it going down there?
It's been great fun. We're in, of course, in the middle of our holiday program, so a lot of our community organizations are putting on great shows here, and our local high school, they've got Matilda the Musical opening up this weekend. A lot of good stuff.
So how can people support the Clark Center, and what is the ask this year for the Clark Center?
Well, I think one of the funnest ways to support the Clark Center is through our annual wreath auction, which is going on right now. It's kind of a fun program where businesses and individuals in the community create wreaths with all sorts of goodies attached to them, and then we auction them off. And we've got a great set of wreaths with everything from, like, two-night stays at the Inn at Cove and Pismo Beach. Tally Farms is participating, Trader Joe's. And all these wreaths, they've got values of at least $100, but you can get them for all different kinds of prices by bidding on them. We even have one celebrating our 20th anniversary here at the Clark Center.
Boy,
where you can get 20 tickets to upcoming shows.
That's incredible, Dave. That's a really good deal.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Now, can I come in during the daytime to see the wreaths, or is it only during performances?
Yeah, you can visit just in the afternoons. You visit, just stop by at the box office and let you in. And they're also available to view online. We have sort of an online auction site that has pictures and includes information about what each of the wreaths has as a goodie kit to go with them.
What a great idea.
Yeah, it's great fun. We've been doing it for a couple of years, and people really seem to like it.
And also, I remind folks that tickets to a Clark Center show make a perfect holiday gift.
That is a great reminder for folks. They're reasonably priced, but and if you're not quite sure which show you want to buy tickets for, you can always buy a gift certificate. So there's different ways to do that.
Do you need any volunteers at the Clark Center?
Yes, we have a great volunteer program, and it's a great way to for people just to connect with others in their community and support something that's really worthwhile and making an impact here. You just go to our website, which is clarkcenter.org. You can sign up to become a volunteer and help out. And a great bonus for that is you get to see some great shows.
Absolutely. All right, Dave, keep up the good work. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Good work yourself.
Thank you. ClarkCenter.org is the website. Dave Peer checking in. 805-543-8830 is the number. As we welcome your phone calls, just supporting local nonprofits on this Giving Tuesday. Let's talk about the Lighthouse. That means that Deb Foddy is calling in from the Point San Luis Lighthouse. Deb, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave. Thank you for doing this for all of us.
Sure. Thanks for participating. How can we help you?
Oh, you bet. How can you help us? You can help us in many ways. Our largest project this year is the restoration of the historic cisterns, of which we've raised about $150,000 for.
Wow.
But it's going to cost us $320,000. So we've gotten almost halfway there, but with everybody's help, we can maybe get that project done next year.
Remind folks what the project is, Deb, for if they haven't been out there.
If you haven't been out there, these are underground cisterns that were actually built with Alouie bricks. And there's two of them, and they hold about 50,000 gallons of water apiece. They are the last part of the light station to be restored. Everything else was restored before 2010. So it's a big project. We have sent divers in to look at what's going on in there. We have selected a company to do the historic work. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And right now we want to hold on to that water and keep filling them. We're having the rain come and fill them, of course, would be the best, for fire protection. And that's one of the things they were for. When they were built, they held the water so that the steam whistles could use the water for that purpose. And then steam whistles were replaced by horns.
Yeah.
So it has quite a history, you know, it does. And just because you can't see them and they're underground, I think it was kind of a forgotten thing. But we realize now that we're one of the only lighthouses in the United States with cisterns undergoing a possible restoration. So that's kind of the pat on the back if we can get that done. We just can't afford it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Wow, it is. So how can people donate to the lighthouse?
Well, you can go on our website, which is pointsanluislighthouse.org, and there's a donate button. Also, all the month of December, we're doing our giving month out there, and the Headkeeper's Residence is totally decorated Victorian style, so it's just beautiful touring right now. The tickets did not go up for this. We're going to have refreshments over in the Fog Signal building, and we're going to have all the ways you can donate or take part in our annual appeal or sign up to be one of the many ways you can volunteer there. You know, we're short on docents. We need more gift shopkeepers to sell our unique gifts, which is another good thing to come up and buy during Christmas. We always need people for the Tuesday work crew. We have people in the kitchen that do a lot of cooking for our special events.
Mm.
Yeah, there's, you know, we're event rich. We do the tours. We do the concerts in the summer.
And you get to spend time at the lighthouse.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I had a new volunteer there today, and she said, I don't think you can have a better place to work.
I agree. What's the website, Deb? What's the best website?
The website is Point. A lot of people want to put Port,
yep.
But it's pointsanluislighthouse.org. org.
I also can issue
gift certificates if you want to email us or if you want to call for holiday gifts of touring, say to speak. Otherwise, we do have an online gift shop store, so people can cruise around with that. And, of course, we're very proud of the new book that our board member researcher, Kathy Mastico, has just published, and we'll be signing books as soon as they get here. So,
yeah. Well, let me know.
Be a great,
and let me know, and we'll have her back on.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the books come in on Monday, but we're taking pre-orders right now.
All right, Deb. Keep up the good work.
That's a lot of information.
That's all right. I get it. Thank you. Keep up the good work at the Lighthouse. This is why we do Giving Tuesday. We've got a lot of great nonprofits out here, a lot of people doing good things for the community. This is the day they come together to ask for our support. Wendy Lewis joins us now from Echo up in North County. Wendy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave. Thanks for doing this today.
Well, thanks for participating. Wendy, we're just, you know, you may not have any special needs, but I just want to remind people of the important work that you and your team are doing up there, and I hope people will remember you when they make their donations this year.
Yeah, we are grateful for this opportunity and for the community's ongoing support. Echo, El Camino Homeless Organization, runs two shelters, a total of 110 beds, but not only are those beds providing a safe, warm place to be, it comes along with case management and supportive services that get people back into housing. So by supporting Echo today on Giving Tuesday, you're really part of helping people on their journey back into housing and into society like we all want to be part of.
Sure. And typically Echo looks for donations and also for volunteers.
We do. So you can donate in many ways to Echo. Financial donations can be made at echoshelter.org. You can volunteer and give your time. We need about 500 volunteer spots filled each month to provide all the services we do, which includes an evening meal at both locations, showers, all kinds of financial literacy and different programs. And so that's what we need the community support for today and 365 days a year.
500 volunteers? A month.
500 volunteers a month, and that can be as little of a commitment as an hour serving a meal or even an overnight shift helping us as an overnight chaperone. So we find an opportunity that fits for your timing and the time you have to give and kind of what you're seeking to gain as a volunteer.
Yeah, I love it. All right, Wendy, what's the website for Echo?
Echoshelter.org. And thank you, Dave, for all of your support.
Wendy, thanks for being part of the broadcast today. Callers, please be patient. I've got to get this short break in. We'll be back and take some more phone calls as we salute Giving Tuesday. I'm Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio. It is Giving Tuesday. We're just welcoming phone calls. 805-543-8830. Giving local nonprofits a chance to talk directly to you about the need for your support on Giving Tuesday. Back on the phones we go. Janine is in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Janine.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Janine.
It's a great idea. I support and highly recommend our Sierra Club chapter, which is called Santa Lucia. We have about 50 volunteers that do pull off the work every month. We have one office staff member, Andrew, and then we have a office that we manage, pay the rent. But we are working on the local issues of the Oceano Dunes, protecting 30% of the land to conservation. We're working on the Chumash National Marine Sanctuary, and then down in Napomo, called the Dana Reserve. They want to put in 2,000 or 1,200 homes on 280 acres and kill or chop down 4,000 trees. So we're working on some of these local issues.
What's the website, Janine? What's the website?
It's Santa Sierra Club. Let me check here.
Can anybody join the Sierra Club?
Anybody can join. It's $15 a year. You get a monthly magazine or annual or quarterly magazine, access to a
all kinds of goodies. And then we have hikes, and we have our famous Joe Morris, who gives city tours historical background.
Do you have the website, Janine?
sc.org/SL. Ooh, that's our donation thing.
I got a better idea. People could just Google Sierra Club San Luis Obispo.
Sierra Club San Luis Obispo.
All right.
That's it.
I'm going to follow up with you on the story in South County. I'm very interested in that. Janine, thank you. We've got Sandra on KVEC. Sandra, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Dave.
Hi, Sandra.
So, hi. This is a new nonprofit, and it's called Dignified Hope Care. And basically, it's a home health that it's going to do basically a free home health for the people that can't afford it in our county. This is a great, great service because so many people just cannot afford any sort of care at home, but with nurses and CNAs and that sort of thing.
I'm sorry, what's the name of it again, please, Sandra?
Dignified Hope Care.
Okay.
And the website is dignifiedhopecare.com. And their phone number is 805-510-1234.
Who's starting this up?
Her name is Ranel Baldwin. She already has a for-profit part of it.
Sandra, hang on, because I believe we have Ranel on the other line. Ranel, are you joining us?
Awesome. Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Ranel, we're just talking about you, and here you are. I love it.
Well, here I am. Well, I'm glad you popped me on because she's giving information for the for-profit, but the nonprofit is actually Dignified Hope Care Community Services. We're a new entity. We've been meeting with our local board of supervisors, both in this county and Santa Barbara County, to initiate the challenges. There's a lot of seniors in this area. I've been serving seniors for almost 18 years, doing rehab and hospice care. And we do one-on-one care. So we work with home health agencies. We're actually a home care agency. But our nonprofit's going to be helping those that can't afford the service.
I love the goal, Ranel and Sandra, but can you do something about that title? It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, but legalities require that you have a different entity with it. So we had it that we wanted it to tie together the quality of care, just our fluent patients that have this quality of care now. Those that are less fortunate will be extended the same quality care.
So, Ranel, there's if I'm hearing this correctly, there's a nonprofit component to this.
Correct. They're two entities, but it's emulating the same care for those that can't afford it.
Hmm. All right. So the money that is raised through the nonprofit arm, I assume that goes to providing care for the less fortunate?
It does. All those funds go directly to the staff that will be caring for those seniors in need.
Yeah. Sandra, what else do you want to say about this group?
I just want to say that I just love the quality of care. All of her... What I have to say about Ranel is that all of her staff are either registered nurses or licensed medical personnel, and I think that's really important.
Yeah. Ranel, anything else you want to say?
Just thank you so much for doing this and bringing awareness to our community of the various nonprofits. I serve on other boards, too, that are really important in our community, and what a valuable time you're giving on air today to let people know about these nonprofits that need our support so we can support others.
Well, you're very kind. But let's hit this website one last time, please.
It is dignifiedhopecare.com, and there is a specific tab for nonprofit.
All right. Ladies, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Keep up the good work. All right, let me just take a minute here. I mean, we've heard from 11 of these nonprofits so far. And we've talked about health care. We've talked about the environment. We've talked about homeless. We've got the Lighthouse out at Point San Luis. We've got everything happening down at the Clark Center. We've got the ballet. We've got the symphony. We've got the Diversity Coalition of San Luis Obispo County. We've got the work that Jack Gould and his volunteers are doing with New Life Canines, trying to help veterans and first responders with PTSD. We've got Lumina Alliance, all working with sexual assault survivors and domestic abuse survivors. We got the Arts Up in Cambria. I mean, it's a reminder to me about how blessed we are in this community and how fortunate we are to have these great folks doing this important work. I mean, that's the whole point of Giving Tuesday. So, you know, I know money is tight. They're not asking for thousands of dollars. $10, $20 a person can make a difference and keep these nonprofits alive and keep the quality of life going here on the Central Coast. So we thank everybody who called in. And I just want to remind folks, before we wrap up this hour, that we're doing our part here at KVEC with a sock drop presented by our friends at Supercuts. All we're asking is for brand new socks. And these are all going to go to the homeless. All the socks that we collected are going to go to the Five Cities Homeless Coalition. We just heard from Wendy Lewis with the El Camino Homeless Organization. And right here in San Luis Obispo at 40 Prado. There are Supercut locations in two in San Luis, one in Paso, Arroyo Grande, and Napomo. The addresses, the locations, everything you need to know is at 920kvec.com. Again, you don't have to overwhelm the barrels. You know, just throw in a pack of socks. All the socks stay here locally. A lot of families are homeless. We got cold weather coming up. We've got the rain starting this weekend. These socks will be used and appreciated. So go to 920kvc.com and please participate in the 6th annual KVEC sock drop. Off we go. We have ABC Radio News. Craig has the very latest in time saver traffic and weather together. Charles Verney, followed by Karen Veeley, followed by Dr. James Armstead. Boy, we're busy, but this is Hometown Radio.
The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111911.